Okay, today we begin with Masechta Shulin, otherwise known as Shvita Shulin, and we'll start on Daf Beis. First, a little intro. I guess the first thing is to try to figure out what Shulin is actually doing in Kachem. So, the Rambam basically says is that since they started talking about Shvita Zvachim and how you shef the Zevach, a Kachem animal, so you continue with talking about how you shef a non-Kachem animal. That's the Rambam in the Hakdama to Perish HaMishnayis. The Shita Mekubetza says that the end of Menachos talks about Echad Amabr, Echad Amabr, Vashi Kav, and Libo Shem Shemayim. So that part says over here is Hakol Shofin. It's juxtaposed that Kavanos require Kavanah, but by the Shita, you don't have that Kavanah. Right? That's what it's doing here. So I heard from Rabbi Razor actually a nice Musar board. He says that where is all when the Rambam puts them in order, he puts Shchita and all these similar things in where? In Sefer Kedusha. So it comes to tell this is the mundane act that you do. This is not Kashim, this is not Korbanos, this is not of the basement, this is everyday, day-to-day actions. How you eat meat, how you shech meat, how it's kosher, how it's not kosher, that's day-to-day. But nevertheless, it's still in Sefer Kedusha, because that's how you become Kadosh. You become covered by taking the mundane acts and doing it al-pi Torah, al-pi the halacha. That's a little mussar from, based on the Rambam, just on a location in the Rambam. Major machlokas Rishonim as to whether or not Shechita is actually a mitzvah. Shechita mitzvah. So, machlokas Rishonim, that there's a Tosos from Shavuos and Achav Dalad, Yir Maschel Ocha says that based on the pasuk Bizavachta, that's a mitzvah sasei. The mitzvah sasei to do Shechita. And if you eat a behemoth that wasn't nishrat, you're over on the asay of Eina Zavuach. You forget of the Isra of the Isra of Eivam and the Chai, or the Isra of the Veil of the Dead, is also your Mevatel asay of Zavachta. The Ritzvah there says that the Zavachta is only a Tikkun Halav, I mean the Shchita is only a Matir, not necessarily a Mitzvah, just a Matir. Via Shchita, you remove the Isra Eivam and the Chai, the Isra of the Veil from the animal. But it's not itself a standalone Mitzvah. That machlokas is in machlokas in Tosos, but it's also more famously in machlokas in the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam in Hilchos Shechita Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, and also in his in the Sefer Mitzvos in Mitzvah Asasei Mitzvah Kuf Mem Vav, he counts Shechita as a Mitzvah Asasei. He says in Hilchos Shechita it's Mitzvah Asasei, pretty clear. She Yishrot Misha Yirtzu Lechol Basar Behemah Chayav Oaf. Whoever wants to eat the Behemah Chayav Oaf has to do Shef Shechita. You have to do Shechita on the fish, because we say that capturing the fish isn't of itself considered Shechita. But if you want to eat meat, you have to Shef it. Ba'achar kach yachal, and you can eat it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'zavakta mibacharecha mitzoncha. So the mitzvah say according to the Rabbam. Next, the Smag says, the mitzvah say mitzvah salamat gimel. He says, mitzvah say lishchot misha yirtzu lechol, and what to eat must do have a mitzvah Shechita. The Rashi Torah Zabayah says, mitzvah say lishchot. The Ketzav Mishnah on find the Ketzav Mishnah. The Ketzav Mishnah is actually in the Minyan Kutzer, right? Before Yad Chazaka, the Rambam has a small listing of the mitzvos. So there, the Ketzav Mishnah writes that it's not a mitzvah kiyuvis; it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Like it's not like mitzvah kiyuvis is a tefillin; you must put on tefillin. Shechita is like it's not you must chef. Rather, anyone who wants to eat meat must chef. So it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kiyumis.
On who? On the
shochet
or on me?
On me and the shochet. I guess we're
I guess so.
I have to work it out. The Ravid argues. The Ravid says, the Ravid on the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos, he says, Zo ein latam. There's no reason, there's no logical. Uve ulai lava ba machal say. Maybe it's a lava machal say, therefore it's a say, because it's a lava, you're not allowed to eat it. So he says it's not a mitzvah. I'm trying to find out what's the nafkamina between whether it's a mitzvah and whether it's a mitzvah or not. Find out what the Nachmina is. Okay. Next. There's also machlokas about a concept also making a bracha on the Shechita. The Rambam Pasuk in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis writes, he says, L'pichach Shochet Behemel Chaya Oaf Mevarech Chila. First he makes a bracha. Over the Shechita, so you have to make the bracha. What's the bracha? Sher Kedishonu V'mitzosu V'tzivanu Ala Shechita. According to Ryan, why do you make the bracha for? They make a bracha on the Rambam's also. They say, Sher Kedishonu V'tzivanu Ala Shechita. You make the Kedishonu V'tzivanu Ala Shechita. The Rosh also passing that way, and also so paskins the Shulchan Aruch in your day, assuming your test of Aleph. That's how you make the bracha. For sources from Gemara and Pesachim. Fine. So now let's start a little bit. We'll talk about the bracha hopefully a little bit more. But let's start the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hakol Shochin. Everyone can check. We can figure out what Hakol means, right? Rashi says, Kol Heichon Hani Hakol. Kulu Maisa Luhu Bishmaisa Kamaisa, the Erechin Rufarish Hakol Asui Maya, Hakol is an inclusionary language. What's it coming to include? And the Hakol Shokin Masnisen, but Hakol in our Mishnah, we'll see the Gemara is going to be Machlokas Amaroyim, Limar Lasui Tan Bakulin. One thing is coming to include somebody who is very, very holy, who even treats his Kulin as Kaddish, right? So, and, but he himself is Kamek, and he's Chef. And well, Lamar will say the Gemara. Lamar Asui Kusay Mumar. It comes to include Kusay Mumar. That we'll see tomorrow. So Hakol Shochin, Ebrim Dushchita, Ushchita Son Kishera, and also their Shchitas Kishera. So the Gemara is going to ask. That's going to be the whole crux of the Gemara from the beginning. That you have a Lichatil language, apparently Lichatil language, and then a Bidiyeva language. Hakol Shochin, Ushchita Son Kishera. So what's going on there? Chutz, except for a cheresh is someone who's ainu shomeya and ainu medaber, and I'll always show him from the chakdeik whether we can hear, whether we can speak, whether we have one or the other, right? A shota is someone who's an incompetent fool, the katan under the age of bar mitzvah. If they shef, it's possible even b'di'evet. Why? Shema yekalkul veshchi kasar. Maybe they'll mess up. Maybe they won't do it al pi halacha, and therefore the baster will be eaten. And if it, and the baster will be eaten, it's still considered nevela, right? So therefore, in all these cases, the assumption is even if other people are watching over them. That's what the assumption is right now. But even if they do shrita, they are not supposed to do shrita with tafila. They can't do shrita at all. They kulad, but the cheir showed to the katon, with the eved sheshachtu, if they did shrita, the acherim roed oson, and other people see that what they did was appropriate, it was done up in halakha, shrita son, then the shrita is kashera with the eved. Okay, Rashi says the kulon, the Gemara mevarish my the kulon. It seems a pretty straightforward Mishnah, but when the Gemara starts to pick it apart and you figure out that you don't even know what the Mishnah is talking about. Okay, so the Gemara says as follows: there seems to be a stira in the Mishnah because originally it writes Hakol Shochin. Hakol Shochin is mashma lichatila, and then it says Ushchitasan Kishera b'di'eved. That's the kasha. Rashi says Ushchitasan Kishera b'di'eved. Bitmiya, it's a big kasha. The kasha resha, we have a kasha from the resha, the mashma dalhud is rabbi meyakol, the chakila is rabbi. Akol is mashma, everybody, the chakila. The ilu seifa, the seifa, mashma dechim arvivin meyakol, whatever we're including from hakol, the vievin marvin. It's only with the evidence kasha. About the chakila lo is rabbi, but it's not included with chakila. Right? The whole lekla memer, you can't say kula masnisin, the chakila, the chadik, you can't say it's all one language, the kosho, the shasam chera. Because it came in the time of Kol Shochin, she's the chair. If you say Kol Shochin, it's Pashtun's kasher. So the second language, what's going on here? So that seems to be the stam of the Gemara, seems to be asking this question. So and later on Amud Beis, we're going to see that also Rav Ashi is going to say, oh, what I meant by the question. So to be shown him say, you see from here that Rav Ashi is the Messiah of the Gemara. Because he wrote it, and he says, no, that's not what I meant by the question. But we'll see that when we get on Amud Beis. So again, the Gemara said, Hakol Shochin Lechila, Ushitasa Kishera B'di'evet. Seems to be a steer in the Mishnah. So Amalei Rav Akiva, read the Rav Rav Ashi. So Rav Akiva says to, son of Rav says to Rav Ashi, Bichol Hakol Lechila. Every time the Gemara mentions, the Mishnah mentions the word Hakol. I mean, maybe your premise is wrong. Who says Hakol means Lechila? If Hakol means Lechila, there's no steer between the Reish and the Sefer. Right? The key Hakol Lechila, right? Well, look at the following case. Elamayat, if that's the case, look at the Mishnah in Tmura. First Mishnah in Tmura says, Hakol Mimri, Mimamrin, Echel HaNashim, Echel HaNashim. Everyone can do Tmura, men and women. So, Hokinam, Lichatilu, you can tell me that that's Lichatilu, Hakol Mamrin, they can all do Tmura. Hokseer, doesn't it say, Lo Yakus Lena, Velo Yomir Oso, Tovaro, Rabatov, you can't do Tmura. So, what's going on? So, don't tell me Hakol means Lichatilu, Hakol there certainly does not mean Lichatilu. Now that we mentioned women in Tmura, let's mention women in Shkita. What's the story with women in Shkita? So, Tosos quotes, Pasuk b'Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, the Sefer Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, which is brought a lot in Hilchos Shkita, Pasuk b'Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, Dinashim lo yishkitu. Women should not do Shkita, Mipnei shedaitan kalos. Whatever that means. Daitan kalos, they should do. The whole machlokes is what that means. It seems that in the actual Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't say Shabbat and Kalos. But the Rishonim are trying to give a reason. Shabbat and Kalos means maybe they won't know the halacha. Shabbat and Kalos means maybe they'll be queasy when they see the blood. But to be perfectly honest, I have friends whose wives are doctors, and we know them all well, and they don't care about blood, and I see blood, I'm going to be on the floor. So I don't know if that's necessarily...
Or,
Very few. And however, our grandmothers, some of them actually checked the chickens in the bathtub. So others say that maybe what the problem is that if they mess up, they won't tell their husbands because they are fearful of the husbands. But according to that, makes a lot more sense. But so they'll be over a litna even. But according to that, then they should be able to chef. The Yamshar Shlomo says, according to that, they should be chef for themselves, for women themselves to be able to chef, and not for even for the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. But Tosfos says v'ein nira. It says it doesn't make sense. The afilu b'mukdash, and he proves that even when it came to hektish, we said that nashim can be shechted with afilu. However you worked it out, can shechted with afilu by hektish. They certainly can shechted with afilu by kulin. So halacha lemaisa, I don't know if I can say that, but halacha is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch is that gurme can shech. Where's the Shulchan Aruch? However, the Rambam brings down that they shouldn't. Right? Right, the halacha and Shulchan Aruch is that women should not shech. However, if they do, the evidence is kosher, but if they, but the, right, okay, here it is. The Rishonim, the Tosos, the Ramban, the Rosh, the Ran, they all say that mutter for women to shech is tefillah. The Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, we just saw, said that they shouldn't do it. The Yamshar Shlomo says, because what we mentioned before, the Rush writes, the Russian Simon, the Rush is very important for everything's in the Rush, so we don't have it in our scrolls, but if you ever do Chazor, the Rush is fantastic on the Kulin. The Rush says that our Talmud doesn't hold like the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, and he wrote the Oso Kachom Shekaso, that's Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, because the Chumash we died to. He just wrote his own Chumras by himself. And then he writes afterwards, another proof that I know that he writes his own Chumras. That the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael writes that if you don't make the bracha, then the shkita is possible. So the Hagos Hashri right there in the spot goes, when have you ever heard if you don't make the bracha, that's ma'akiv. And that's ma'akiv a bracha. But you don't make the bracha on lulav, and you pick up the lulav, you're not yotzei. Adarabah, we turn over the esrog to make sure we're not yotzei, and so then make the bracha. So the Hagos Hashri there also, he writes down, I think it's called from the Orzeruah, so he says also that you can make the bracha before the shkita, it's supposed to over the siyasa. What's the chiddush? The chash is that maybe you'll mess up the shkita, so we brachah batelah because we're not choshesh for it. Then the Or Zeruah also says there that. If you forgot to make the bracha, maybe the shkita, you can still make the bracha right afterwards. That we don't pass the mic. That we don't pass the mic. But he says the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is bringing down these chumras. A woman can't shout. Who says? It's not there. You don't make the bracha. Not yotzei. That's not the halacha, but the Ramah says that in Siman Aleph, right, the Machaber writes Hakol Sholtim Lechachil Afilu Nashim, but the Ramah writes, brings a Yesh Omrim She'ein Laniach Nashim Lishchot, right, Bechein Minhog. That's our Minhog. Because the question is that whole to do. What's the Minhog? Why is there a Minhog? It seems to be that they bring down that the Minhog is because we never saw it. So there's a whole term, in other words, not seeing something counts as a Raya. So that's the whole. There's much to do about the woman here. Okay, so. So it's a low fluke from when they're in their pregnancy. They're trying to figure that out because Mana Zed, it's very difficult to say that. Okay, so Mar basically asked, had a sphere from the Reisha to Seifa, and Mar says, who says that it's a sphere? Who says that the Reisha is talking about a Lechatila situation? Is every Hakol a Chila? It's Tmura, it's really not a Lechatila. So Mar says, no, don't bring me a riot from Tmura. Hussam to the Tani Taima. There they explain the reason of what's going on there. It's explicit there, right? It says, Lo Sha'adam Rashai Lahamir. It's not that someone's permitted or should do Tamura. That's a lot, right? Lo Sha'adam Rashai Lahamir. Ella, rather, She'im Himer. What does it mean, Hakol Mu'amir? That everyone's Tamura is valid. She'im Himer Mumar. If he does do Tamura, it's valid. And Tamura takes place, and it transfers to the animal B, plus you get Malthus. The Sophic is Ha'arboyim. And you get 40 Malthus. You get a lot. Rashi points out, the Sophic is Harbayim, he says, Mishum the Lo Yomir. That's the pasuk of Lo Yomir. Tosfos asks, wait a second, there's two Lashonos in the Pasuk in Tomar, having the name of a Sofik Shmonim, which you get 80 sets of Malchus. Why? That's three Lavik Sivs. There are two Lavim there. Lo Yachuk Lanu, Velo Yomir. So the Grizz, the Grizz brings that, and according to Tosfos, must not be holding like the Rambam, right? Because the Tosfos must hold like the Ramban, who said that you can be Loke on individual Lavim that are said in one Aveira. Lo Yomir, Lo Yachuk Lanu. So one Aveira, two separate Lavim. According to the Rambam, in the Sefer Mitzvah, Shor's test, you're not Loke al Riboy Lavim. So there's no kasha according to the Rambam. Just according to Tosfos, what is the issue? Why do you only get one set of Malkus? So I am the Marsha. The Marsha says because it's a lava nita klase. Because then you're, I guess then you're makir the tamura. But that the lav is only nita. Only one lav is nita to the assay. But you have two lavas. So that lav is left over for the for the Malkus. The Stifer also has a whole mahalas and siman aleph, but we'll save that for a different time. So you see, so from Tumor it's not an issue. So the Gemara says, Ella, okay, you can tell me that a kol for Tumor is an exception. So a kol is still the Hakil except for Tumor, or not the following Mishnah, Ella HaKol Ma'arichen. Everyone can take an Erech, right? The halacha is, if I say Erech, something a lie, everyone has a set value based on their age and based on their gender. There's a set value and that money goes to Hekesh. So a kol Ma'arichen, everyone can do it. Then Erech, and everyone can be the subject of someone else's Ha'arafa, and also Nodrin. I can Nodrin an amount, or an animal, or anything to Hekish. I say, Demay something a lie, or Demay Plony a lie, I have to give that money to the Beis HaMikdash, right? And V'nidarin, and everyone can also become the subject of an animal. I mean, if someone says, the value of Simcha to me on the base, into the Beis HaMikdash, so we see how much Simcha would have been worth on the slave market, and then he... Bad example. And then we would have that value goes to the Beis HaMikdash. So Bakol, is that lechatchila? That Hakinami lechatchila? Does that mean lechatchila that you're allowed to take the Nidarim lechatchila? Doesn't the pasuk say Bahaksiv ki zefta lindor lo yivachatei? If you don't make the Nidarim, then you won't have a sin. Mashma, Nidarim lead to sin. What are you doing? Right? So you have to work it out with the Gemara that say that different types of Nidarim, but there are Nidarim you're supposed to take with Prishus and those certain things. He says the tefta lindor lo yivachatei. And then if you say the says to Helas, Tova Shal Lo Sidor, it's better to not make a neder, Misha Tidor below Tashali, than to take a neder and not pay. The sign you learn of a Braisa, Tov Mizer Mizer. It's better Noder Umashalim, it's better from Noder Ain Mashalim, and Tov Mizer Mizer Sha Ain Noder Kalikar, it's better not take a neder at all. Meaning it's better not to take a neder than to take a neder and pay it up. So Nedarim is definitely not Lifat Kila, right? Tov mizeh umizeh she'en neder kol ikar. That's divrei Rav Meir. And then Rav Yehuda Omer, Tov mizeh umizeh noder umishalim. It's better, right? It's better. I get what Rav Yehuda says. Rav Yehuda says it's better. The halakha mashma tov asher lo tidor misha tidor lo tishalim. Aval misha tidor tishalim lo shehu tov mikulam. But it is better. The best thing is to make a nether and to pay. We see clear from Rav Meir that it's bad to make a nether, and even Rav Yehuda, Bafilu Rav Yehuda Loka Omer Elad Omer Harezu. What's your favorite thing? Only if you say Harezu, it's only good to make a nether to say this animal can come with upon me. Make it as a nedava, but to make it as a real nether, Hare Alai, it's not good. Rashi says, what's the difference? Right, even Bafilu Rav Yehuda Loka Omer Elad Omer Harezu in Mesa O Nignava in Chayv Yisusa. If I say Harezu, if this animal is going to be for Hekdesh, and it dies, I'm not at no price. He also says, Inami came into Apish the Sula Hodorbe. If I say Hare Zu, there's less likely that I'm going to retract. Right? If I say Hare Alai, then I'm going to come up with, maybe I won't bring it. Hare Zu, it's already, the produce is already stopped. Even Rabbi Huda says, okay, take a Nedar and do Mishali, that's only to say Hare Zu. So, taking the Dharma, no good. So, Aval, Omar, Hare Alai, lo. Even Rabbi Huda, to say Hare Alai, that's not good. Rashi says, they won't push the Makayim. So, therefore, how can you tell me that Hakol, is the Chachila? You see from the Dharma that Hakol is not the Chachila. Tosos, in the Beis HaMikdash, asked a fascinating question. Go to the bottom, at the last five or six lines. He said, we just said it's good not to take a Nedar. It's better not to take a Nedar. You see this Tanakh, the Dharim, Liv Tomer, right, Hoksi, by Yaakov, by Yidor Yaakov Nedar, and by Yonan also, he took a Nedar, Siv, right, Siv.
He's not giving you the bad ones.
Esh Hashem Adati Hashem Lo. The Tos says the Yesh Loma to be Shach Sora Shori. When it's Shach Sora, you'll add make a neder, right? Kidarmina Bereishis Rava. He puts the letters on the pasuk of Yidor Yaakov Neder. What does it say? It's Vayidor Yaakov Neder Leimor, right? Vayidor Yaakov Neder Leimor Leimor Ledoros. The Mishnah, the neder says to teach the doros so you know dream Beis Sora. Just take a neder Beis Sora. I heard also, I think I heard it from a Marazer, but he said that Yom Kippur is also an Eitzara. That's why that's a Gazar upon himself on Yom Kippur to do things. That's an Eitzara. You have to take Nazarim and Doros. Take Nazarim on there. Again, you have to say, differentiate between the Nazarim to bring something and a Neder to for Zerizos. Sometimes you say the Nazarim are good, it's a Sugi Nazarim to work it out. But you see clear from here that a kol doesn't necessarily mean the Chatzimah. A kol can mean B'dieved. So the Gemara then says, wait a second, I'll ask him the other way around. The kol ha-kol lav ha-kilu? He's telling me that ha-kol is not the chachilu? What about the following cases? You have these following issues. Ha-kol chayav m'sukkah. That's the chachilu. Everyone's chayav m'sukkah, right? Ha-kol chayav m'sitzis. Everyone's chayav m'sitzis. That's the chachilu. So ha-kanami lav ha-kilu. Ha-kanami, in our case, it also should be the chachilu. These mitzvahs are the chachilu. The Gemara says, no. Look at the lashon of the Gemara there. Exactly. It says, chayav lo kamina. I'm not talking about cases where it says ha-kol chayav. Hakol Chayav is clearly the Chachila. Everyone is obligated. Here it just says Hakol. Look at Hakol Chayav Mishkita. Hakol Shkotin, right? It's Mishkita for Kishera. So yeah, I have the excuse to have. Maybe it's only with the Evan. Maybe it's, and there won't be a Kasha. So Elamayata, Gemara says, wait, what about the following case? I'll bring you a case that doesn't have the word Chayav in it. Hakol Shomkin. When it comes to Karbonos, everyone has to do Smicha. Everyone has to press down the animal's head. Echad HaNashim to Echad HaNashim. Both men and women have to do shechita. So hakinami the lav is chatzila. Sorry. Hakol somkin echad hanashim the echad hanashim. So hakinami by shechita the lav is chatzila. It should be if it's talking about it should be kol somkin should be the chatzila. The haksiv right the pasuk says v'samach yodah v'nirtza. Clearly that's mitzvah the chatzila. It's a mitzvah. It doesn't say chayovin. It says hakol. So you see hakol is the chatzila. So if hakol is the chatzila, my kasha still stands. So Rav Acha says, no, listen. You're right, Ika HaKol L'Chatzila, V'Ika HaKol D'Yevet. There are certain instances where HaKol is L'Chatzila, there are certain instances where HaKol is V'Yevet. Depends on the context, I guess. Right? So this is where we point out. Right? Ela HaKol D'Hoka, HaKol here, Mi Maidu L'Chatzila Hu D'Tikshila. Right? Why are you telling me, HaKol could be either way. So why are you using hakol here to be with hakilu and have a kasha? Just say dilma the evedu. Just say the hakol here is with the eved. Lo tikshila, they will have no sira. I'll just be with the eved. So Rav Ashi sets him back, and this is where Tosfos points out. What do you mean? Rav Ashi is now explaining his kasha. The Gemara was brought down as the Stam Gemara. It wasn't Rav Ashi's kasha. This is a conversation between Rav Ashi and Rav Ashi. And now Rav Ashi is saying no. Amrale ana. My question was. The Tosfos points out. Mashemoshe Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi hiksha oso kusha. The Achavish is Sugya HaGemara, even though just the Psalm of the Gemara, Mikan Rayesh Rav Ashi Sider HaGemara. Rav Ashi Sider HaGemara. Then he says, Apagad Abaye and Rava, Nami Osu Shnuyo HaKushya, even though you can see later on the Gemara that Abaye and Rava are going to try to answer the Kasha, right? The Haim Kodbu Harbid Rav Ashi, and they lived like three or four generations prior to Rav Ashi. Nevertheless, you say over there, Shem and Gamba Yimeim HaKosh Hipshu B'Kfar. That Kasha was already existing years before. Abaye and Rava tried to answer it. And now we're talking about the conversation. It kept going on, but the answer would be the conversation that they made at the time was about this Mishnah and Rav Ashi's question, even though the Gemara mentioned it as a sum of the Gemara. So Rav Ashi says, no, Amrale, Anna Shchitasa Kishera Kashli. The second part bothers me. Shchitasa Kishera. Midiktoni Shchitasa Kishera, it's the Eved. Clearly indicating it's the Eved. Shchitasa Kishera is the Eved language. Michlal, Dakol, Lechatilahu. So if the Seifa is with the Eved, so the ratio is going to be with Hakila. This Hakol has to be with Hakila. Why? To eat the Eved. Because if Hakol, in our case, is with the Eved, how to the Eved Lamali? Why do I need to have two phrases telling me that the Shkita of whomever these people are is with the Eved Kasher? Shkita Kasher is with the Eved. Hakol is what? With the Eved? You already told me with the Eved. So Hakol is with Hakila. So I have a Sira. Hakol is with Hakila. And Shkita Kasher is with the Eved. So what's going on here? So now the Gemara is going to bring a bunch of teyutzim to try to be metaris to steer in the Mishnah where Hakol Shol Shoftin is coming to be marbe a case where it's mutal lechatzila and shkitas and ksheira. We're talking about a different instance where the shkita is with the eved kasher. let's just talk a little bit. Fine, I wanted to answer the question before. Right, the question before we had was, I have a little time, the question was, Tosfos asked, why by Tumor do you only get one set of Malchus? Why do you only get four? Why not eat two of them in the two of them in the puzzle? So we brought them our show, said that one is Yitzhak Lasei, that falls away, and then there's another 40 left. The Stiper answers the Gemara in accordance with the Gemara in Tumor and Kuf Amid Beis. Right? He asked, the Gemara there asks, why are you located on the Lav of Tumor at all? Right? Why is it not a Lav Sheim Meisa? It's doing anything. You say this one goes to the other. He says, because the Gemara says, because Shabbat Dibur not Semaisa. With your Dibur saying that this Tumura, I want to transfer the Kedusha from animal A to animal B, that is considered the Maisa. Because B'diburo, not the Maisa, and Chal, the Kedusha is Chal on the behemoth. So,
why is it retroactive?
What do you mean it's
retroactive?
Because
if you do it, you finally do what you do with that animal, then you found the sentence to come to that animal.
Right, so you did
it. Literally, you're not doing it with people. But eventually, when you finally, let me shut that animal, see that animal, the carbon, or whatever you do with those animals,
the Tumur just means that I'm transferring the Kedusha from A to B.
Animal,
so when I say the Harezik, that's why I say Harezik Tumura, so with my Dibor, the second animal has become Kadosh.
Correct.
So that's a lot.
But
that's the point. You're not going to lose the Kedusha of the first animal. I think what Tumur is that it transfers and the both animals are Kedusha, are Kadosh. It doesn't transfer, it just moves across. But your original animal still maintains its Kedusha. Right, so he says, so the lo yifafenu is because that's the lav. The lav of, there's lo yomir, which you're not allowed to transfer. You're not allowed to transfer onto. Right? So that's the lav that has the divorce. But there's also a lav of lo yifafenu. You're not supposed to try to remove it from your animal. But there, you were never successful. You didn't do anything. Because, why did you do anything? Because the kedusha still stands, right? Lo yifafenu is when you try to remove the kedusha from your behemoth. So the lo yomir, that has a chalos, that has a maisa, that has an action. You get malchus for that. The lo yachifrenu, you didn't do anything. Nothing. There was no result because your animal maintains its kedusha. There's no malchus on that. There's a lav shein bo maisa. You didn't do anything. You didn't accomplish anything, right? So only on the lo yomir you chayav malchus because with your dibor you did a maisa because the kedusha is chal on this originally fallen animal. Right, I came to the area, I have a kadosh animal and a fallen animal. I say, I raise Zog to Zoo. Right, or whatever it is. I want to transfer the tumor, I don't know the lush, I want to transfer the kadosh from my animal to the fallen animal.
What's he doing?
Whatever, what's he doing for? That's what he's trying to do. This animal, the fallen animal, is a better korban, and I want to bring this one to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I don't want it, so I'm just going to transfer from mine to this one. So I'll get this one and I'll keep my original one.
Because you want to keep the original one.
Correct. But you can't keep
the
original one.
But it doesn't. That's the law of the Tumura. You don't allow it.
That's exactly the stifler's point.
He's trying to do it.
That's the stifler's point. So what have you accomplished? The only thing you've accomplished is you made that cool animal kadosh. So your Dibor had a chalos on making something kadosh. But lo yachifrenu means you want to remove it from my original animal. That didn't work. The Tumura doesn't allow that to work. So it's a lav shein bo maisa. You didn't do anything.
They had intentions, but it didn't accomplish anything.
Right. So you get malchus just for the lo yomir, which is exactly what Rashi says on lo yomir. And lo yachifrenu, which is first in the pasuk, you don't get malchus because it didn't have any results. That's what the stifler, Will Lumbus, that's what the stifler says. Okay. Fine.
You get a lav,
recorded as a lav. Of course, yeah. It's just a lav shein bo maisa. You don't get malchus, but there's. Yeah, well, a lot of times you do it. If you do a lot, you did see something. You tried to transfer. You said something.
It didn't work.
You violate a lot of oftentimes by not doing something. It's called a lot of aimbo maisa. I said I want A. I want the solution from A to go to B. So that's my lot. They're two lot.
You do something, but nothing with no physical change.
Right.
You did something. He did nothing. It didn't work.
It didn't work to remove it from my animal, but it did work.
Right.
To create kedusha on the other animal,
yeah,
so I get malchus for making the kedusha on the other animal.
Right.
I don't get malchus for the lav. Right, but you're not allowed to do it. Still not allowed to do it. Still not allowed to do it. Okay, so it's going back to the nashim, right? So Tosfos said that he brought the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, the nashim lo yishtu mishnei shadayim kalos, and then he says a nira because even by hekesh even by hektesh they can be shofik. And all of the Rishonim, right, all of the Rishonim, they agree with Tosos, like the Rush says. So it's, why, what's the term for the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael? Of Salvation quotes that the author is Eldad Hadoni. Apparently there was some people who said that the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael may be Yerushalmi. We can't, you know, we don't have the Yerushalmi on Kutchim. It's clear that there was a Yerushalmi on Kutchim. There also happened to have been 100 years ago a major issue where someone came with he found the Yerushalmi on Kutchim. They went to Chafetz Chaim, went to Gedolim. They all, you know, they were all specifical that they found, that, and it turns out that it was a forgery. I don't know who figured it out. I guess some people say that the Gedolim figured out it was a forgery. Others say that it was the academics that figured out it was a forgery. Bottom line, it was a forgery, and it was knocked out.
The Rugged
Tower figured it out.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but what's the reason why? What's the reason why Eldad Hadoni would say that women are pasul from Shechita? How does it work? So the Beis Yosef says the Kashin and Shem Yit'alfu, maybe they'll be faint. All these things those are the answers that we gave. Problem is that even though the Shita, the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, is not accepted by the Rishonim, the author brings down, he writes, right, Apal Pi Shad Das HaPoskim Kain, meaning that Nashim are mutter to do Shita, Haminog B'chol Golos Yisrael Shlo Yishchutu, and then he writes, Umei Olam Mura Isin Noeg L'shot, I've never seen them being able to do Shita, V'lachein Ein Lanichon L'shot Ki Haminog Mevatel Halacha. We should never let them do this because the minhag is not true, and the minhag is the vatal halacha that allows them to do it. Or minhag of a stain will be Torah. So that's what the Ugger says. So the Beis Yosef asks, he goes, Beis Yosef says, what type of raya is that? Right? He says, Ani Omer, Shim Hay Omer Shay Rotos Glishot below he nukon. If you said that they want to shita and it didn't let them do it, then that's a raya. That's the minhag. Hay eshalomer shahi raya. Achrayas lo ra'inu ain raya. Tell me, a raya, the reason why they don't do it is because we've never seen them do it. That doesn't mean it. It's never been done. Basically, that doesn't mean it's a minog. That means it hasn't been done. That doesn't mean it's a minog, and that's appropriate. So the shach and the whole long shach there, he says that no, then maybe the eager is holding like the maharik, that the minog like this is considered a raya, a whole to do. So I got this is from a contrast that Rabbi Shmuel Maybrook put out on Sefer Shulchan. So he brings down the explanation of Salvechik in Shira Harav. He says, why is the minhag that women don't chef? He says, if you look at what the Ramah says in the Hilchos Shechita, the Ramah writes, the Noagim she'ein shoftim ela imkein mekavim shus mechacham. We are knowing, even though most people say everyone can chef, our minhag is that we don't do shechita unless we have a shush from a chacham. Now we're appointed almost like a smicha idea when it comes to shechita. So therefore, the grid writes that b'zman hazeh shechita is like, it's like srara. It's like being a sar on top of people. It's like having permission to do something. In order to do shechita, you have to get permission. So shechita means it's almost like one after another. And our idea is that women don't have positions of srara. That's the whole thing about women being presidents of shuls and all like that. So he says maybe that's why. And that's why there's manazet. So since it's like shrara, so he says rechoshes for the Rambam that in Israel is einam uteres shrara b'Yisrael, and that's how the grid, that's how the Rav answers a kolbo, right? The Beis Yosef brings a kolbo that says kasav shadnashim shoftos la'asman, that they can chef for themselves. So what would be the difference? What would be the difference that they can chef not for men, but they can't chef for women? So he says no, because the whole idea is shrara. So shrara would mean you can't do it for somebody else, but for themselves, it should be fine. Hey, that's just an interesting thing. Again, the Rush brought down, right, the Rush brought down from the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael that if you reshef that malo bracha, you just shechita psula. So that's also very, 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 very difficult. It has an explanation over here also to try to explain that, but let's go by to finish. Right. No, but the difference is what I think that means is that you only allow to eat what we have a masorah for. So if you don't have a masorah, then it's not kosher. Over here, it's not that we don't have a Masorah. It's for whatever reason, women didn't do it. We have a Masorah from the Rishonim that women are kosher to do Shechita. Why? So just because they didn't do it, whatever. I don't know, but I don't think we have female Shoftim in most places. I don't think that they women do Shechita. Okay, so now we have to answer, now that we prove that there's a steep... What? Right. So now that we've proved that there is a Sira from the Rishon and the Sefer, the ration is a kol sholtin is a chila, and the safe is shikasa k'sheira, but the evidence kosher. So we have a machlokas, a stira of lechachilu b'di'evet, we have to figure out what the case is. So Amar Rabba Bar Ula Hachi Katani. This is how you can explain our Mishnah. Hakol Shoftim. What does Hakol come to include? Hakol is Afilu Tomei B'chulin. Even a Tomei person can shech chulin. So Gemara says, wait. Gemara interjects right away. Tomei B'chulin, my lameima. What are you talking about? A Tomei, tell me, a Kiddush and a Tomei person can shech chulin? What are you talking about? Of course a Tomei person could shech chulin, right? Because there's no in of chulin being Tomei or not. Chulin doesn't have to be tar, it's chulin. You can eat it. Only kashim you have a problem making it tomei. Not chulin. The Gemara says, no. What's the case? It's bechulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. We're talking about a case where the owner of the animal was mekabel upon himself even to eat chulin pitahara, like kashim. But he is tomei. Vikasavar chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, kodesh damu. If you take upon the schumer to rebut it upon yourself, the havmina was that it has to be treated like kodesh, and if it's treated like kodesh, you have to separate it, and a tamei shouldn't be able to do shrita. But therefore we say, nevertheless, it's mutter, the mission is that it's mutter for a tamei to shech the animal, as long as he's careful not to touch the animal. Right? So Ketzad who osa, what does he do? Maybe sakin aruka, he brings a long sakin, b'shokei b'kadesh lo yigah basar. So long as it doesn't touch the basar. Uva mikdashim lo yishkot. But when it comes to hekesh, he shouldn't do that with hatila. He shouldn't do that. Right? Shema yigav basar, because maybe he will touch it. Right? Rashi says mikdashim lechatila lo yishkot hatila b'sakin aruka kevin the muzer bin atorish lo yitme kinexiv blah blah blah. So God will rabban lechatila mishulam lechal lecharmin and lech harmin and zira score lecharma lo tikva. So there, he shouldn't touch it. But when it comes to chulin, it's chulin to not touch parish hakodesh. The tummy guy can still do the shkita lufat pila. And what's the b'di'eved? The shachat. The Gemara continues. The shachat. Let's say the im shachat. The omer barley shlonagati. It's clear to me that I didn't touch it. Shitasuk shera. Then the shkita is kasher b'di'eved. Right?
Why b'di'eved?
Because no. What?
Didn't touch it. Why the b'di'eved? Barley shlonagati. Why the b'di'eved?
No, that is by the kasher. In shachat, but Omer barley shlomagati shetasa k'sheva b'di'evet. That's our Mishnah. Right, so I call shoftim. Right, the whole Mishnah is talking about a case of a guy who's tamei is eating chulin al taras hakodesh. I call shoftim. He can just shkita on the chulin lechatzila. In shachat of shetasa k'sheva, it's talking about mikdashin. If he says I didn't touch it, you're reading a lot into the Mishnah. Plus, I know you're reading a lot into the Mishnah. And then, except the Mishnah continues. Except for a chayr shotim v'chaton, that feel the chulin gravy, even them by regular chulin, de'ebet namilo. They shouldn't do any shkita at all. Even by stam chulin, they shouldn't do anything. Shema yishu, because maybe they'll pause during, maybe these are three of the five psulim in shkita. Shema yishu, shema yidrasu, shema yachlidu. Maybe they'll pause in the middle. Shema yidrasu, I think that means they'll push the knife in, as opposed to a slicing motion, they'll just push it straight in. And the other one is Shema Yachlidu, which I think means they're coming from the lower position. They're coming from bottom up, and you're shuffling that way. That's the problem. So, again, so that's the case. The case of the Mishnah is, it's very, in a lot to read into Mishnah. We're talking about the case of a Tamei, who's eating Chulin al Taras Kodesh. So he can lechatzila shech his Chulin. He can only shech his Kachin b'di'evet. And for the chayr shol tivakaton shouldn't even shef chulin because they may mess up and they foul it up.
But
the evidence is talking about the kachon case, right? So the Gemara says, how do you? So wait a second. So it says the kulon shishoftu, right? Look at the sefer. It says hakol shol tishoftu shem chutz mishayr shol tivakaton shem ikatan shkotosam. Then it says the kulon shishoftu v'chayr moros shkotan kasher. So what's the case? What's that case? The kulon shishoftu ahaya. Who's it going on? If it's going on the shayr shota the katan, Allah kai, because that's what we mentioned beforehand. Why does it say v'kulin? Right? What's this break? We just talk about shayr shota the katan, then it says v'kulin. Just continue, right? Allah kai. It should just simply say v'im shachlu mivayle. Right? It says shayr shota the katan. It's possible, but if other people see them, it's kosher. So why does it say v'kulin? It should just say im shakti lachayim roenoso. That should be the lesson according to the way we're saying it. So Ella atami the chulin. We're talking about a tummy person who shechted chulin. We just said that this guy, who's talking about Tyrus HaKodesh, he was a chilin to me anyway. So what does he kishef anyway? So what does he need someone else watching him? Ella atame b'mukdashim. So what we're talking about? We're talking about somebody who's tamei in the mikdash. What be the case? Someone who's tamei, who's shef in the mikdash. If other people see him, then they say that it's kosher. The Gemara says, no, b'barili sagi. The Gemara already said that if he himself claims that I know that I didn't touch it, it's kosher. So what are the other people coming to add? Right? So the Gemara says, the lesa kaman nicely. Talk about the case is where he shechted the hekdesh and he's not there to ask. So other people saw that he shechted and didn't touch it, then we say it's kosher. So the Gemara then asks, wait a second. So you see from here that a tamei can shech mukdashim with the eved. So the Gemara says, hatamei mukdashim hachanachka. Are you really learning that from here? This is where we learn out this halacha. Mehasim nachka. We learned that from the Mishnah and Zvachim on Daf Lam and Ayin Amud Beis. Over there it says, hakol psulim. Everyone who's possible to do the avodah, sheshachdu, they did the shechita, shitasa ksheira. Why? Sheshchita ksheira bizarim b'nashim avadim u'betmeim. Vafil b'kashay kodesh. So v'vavs k'vol yu t'meim nogim vater. It's kashas so long as you don't touch it. So why is the Mishnah teach? Based on what we're saying over here, this is just your problem, part of your problem, we're saying over here, our Mishnah is talking about that b'di'eved, if a tamei person shechs hektesh, it's kosher b'di'eved. Right? But we already learned that in the Mishnah's Zvachim. So Gemara says, no. Hacha ikar. You can say, here is the real source, but hasam ayitam sharp sulim, tani nami tamei b'gashim. Here's the real source. Over there was just thrown in amongst all the other psulim. V'yibayisim, or the other way around, you can say, Hasam Iker, the Kachim Kai. There is the real source for learning that the Atamei B'dievet, if he shechs the animal, is still kosher, so probably he doesn't touch it. Right? The Kachim Kai, because we're talking about Osef being a kosher. He's walking up Lam and Olive, it's smack in the middle of that sugya. But Hakka, I did a ton of Tamei B'chulin, since our Mishnah talked about Atamei touching Chulin, Tani Nami Tamei Mukdashim, so therefore also has Atamei touching Mukdashim. We'll stop here, but I want to do one more Tosos. Tosos asks, right, we just said, what's the case? What? Sorry?
Just one.
Bottom Tosos. Okay. we just established that what's the case? What? So many Tosos about the thing. You go, what's the case of the Kulam Sheshachtu? We said the Kulam Sheshachtu, when other people saw it, that's the case of a Tamei who shechted Hekdesh. He's not there, so we have a Suffolk. So we need the other people to say, they'll need the other people to say that he didn't touch it. So Tosos asks, wait a second, what are we talking about here? The Azara is Rosh Hasharabim. What's the halacha with a Suffolk Kulam Rosh Hasharabim? Star. So what do we need other people? What do we need other people to see it? Right? Tosos says, the Alpha God, the Azara is Rosh Hasharabim, he did the only Tarakan of Suffolk, but how you want to retire Kulam Rosh Hasharabim? He says, no, Tosos says, high Suffolk, low dummy, the Shar Suffolk Kulam Rosh Hasharabim, we should have the Rosh Ha'adim, low Yuchal, the Azara, the Miliga. Very interesting. Tosos says, right, we have a rule of Suffolk Kulam Rosh Hasharabim is Tahor, but Tosos is saying, even though that's the rule, if there's a real, the Metzius is that it's more likely that it's Tameh, right, it's not a Hakra, it's like a Biur. But if you have a Biur the other way, then you have to worry, they have to worry about it. The Tosos also says, maybe we're talking about Obama. I don't know what that means, but there are other Rishonim, right, the other Rishonim give other answers, right, so that the Ramban says that, They say that maybe just that whole halacha of Suffolk Tumah versus Arabim just doesn't apply in the Mikdash. Because you have to be more careful in the base of Mikdash. So the base of Suffolk Tumah versus Arabim, except in the base of Mikdash. Okay.
And why is the appeal is it by who and the guy who wants to keep the Kodesh, right?
Right.
Why is it the appeal of it? Because more likely he probably touched it, so what?
The halach is that he can do it because it's not. It's only the rabbanim in that case that we're worried about it. Because it's chulin. So in that case, he can check for tzitzila as long as he doesn't touch it. For him, okay. Up here. Have a good day.